Om Shanti. Today is 16th October 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you be filled with specialities and attain the blessing of having easy yoga by being constantly cooperative in service. Brahmin life is a life filled with specialities. To be a Brahmin means to receive the blessing of being an easy yogi. This is the first blessing of this birth. Always keep this blessing in your intellect. This is what it means to put your blessing into your practical life. The easy way to keep a blessing permanently is to use your blessing to serve all souls. To be cooperative, sahayogi, in service is to be an easy yogi, sahaj yogi. So keep this blessing in your awareness and become full of specialities. So Baba is saying, Brahmin life is a life filled with specialities. And to be a Brahmin means to receive the blessing of being an easy yogi. So, to be an easy yogi is the first blessing of this new birth. So, when one keeps this blessing always in the intellect. To keep this blessing in the intellect is to put this blessing into the practical life. To remember the blessing always, to keep the blessing in the intellect is to put that blessing into practical life. And the easy way to keep a blessing permanently, and the way to keep this blessing permanently in the intellect, is to serve all souls. Is to serve all souls. That means to become cooperative. To become cooperative. So Brahmin life is a life full of specialities. In recent Avyaktamurli, in Sunday, Baba said, this is the most invaluable life. This life, Baba has compared with the worldly lives. What the worldly people are doing and what you are doing. They are searching God and God has searched you. So this life has become most invaluable. They are shouting and you are already following the elevated directions. They are thirsty for a glimpse and you have become the very embodiment of your full form. You have become the very embodiment of giving them darshan, giving them visions. So this is a very elevated life. This Brahmin life is the most elevated life. Even to have this awareness keeps one above the body consciousness. Otherwise, one degrades into the body consciousness. And once the body consciousness comes, all the vices start coming. So just to have a simple awareness that I am the most elevated Brahmin keeps one away from body consciousness. So, this Brahmin life is full of specialities. One of the yoga is to just churn what are my specialities and what are the specialities of this Brahmin life and how this Brahmin life is the most elevated. What we have got and what the worldly people have got. We are the embodiment of all the attainments while they are thirsty for all the attainments. What are the divine attainments? What are the fortune we have achieved, we have got. to churn all this is to remain in this awareness of Brahmin life. So in today's blessing, Baba has said, this Brahmin life is full of specialities, and you have got this first blessing from Baba, from God, to be an easy yogi. What does the word easy mean? To be easy yogi means what? To be effortless. Easy means effortless. Easy means which is not difficult. Easy means which is accessible. Easy means which one can do, like ABC. Easy means something which is not complicated. Easy means something which is not complex. Easy means something. What else? What does the easy mean? Easy yogi means what? Not difficult to achieve. Easy yogi mean? Easy mean? Light. Easy also means light. Easy mean? What does the word easy mean? Easy. It means comfortable. You are not uncomfortable. So easy word has so many meanings. So when we say it's easy yogi means, to become yogi is not difficult. To become easy means light yogi. To be easy means a comfortable yogi. To be easy means who is very light, who is very comfortable, who is very easily, who is having connection with Baba. Who is not having difficulty in having connection. Easy means who is simple. Easy means who is not complicated. Easy means who is not complex. Easy means who is not intricate. It is as simple as that. So, to be an easy yogi means to have yoga all the time. To be easy yogi means who is not doing those difficult asanas of Hatha Yoga, but who is very, very, in a very light manner, connecting with God. And easy means who is only an asana which is easy can be done at any time. Those who are difficult asanas, they cannot be done. So easy means to be situated in that seat, in that asana, which can be done at any time. So easy yogi means to have yoga all the time. Easy means to have yoga which is very apparent. Easy yogi means an yogi who is in connection with Baba all the time. For him to get detached is difficult. Who is always in that combined joint state of the mind, combined state of the mind, sanyukt. So the very first blessing we have received is to be an easy yogi. Means you are having yoga all the time with God. Means you are seeking, you are under the canopy of His help. You are under the canopy of His love. You are under the canopy of His yoga. You are under the canopy of His protection, His blessings all the time. So that is to be an easy yogi. So Baba says, this is the first blessing of this your last birth. You have received this as a blessing. One is to make efforts and achieve something. Another is you receive it as a blessing. When somebody receives something as a blessing, everything is very easy for him. For example, there are two students studying in the same class, and the one student is very clever, and he also wants to make his intellect more and more sharp, and he make effort day and night to become very intelligent. While there is another boy who has received that blessing of being an intelligent from birth, he doesn't make effort. You know, in psychology there is one word, I don't know if you have heard, they are known as indigo children. These are the group of children who are known as indigo children. They are genius. They are the prodigious. They are prodigy. They are gifted children. Very small, but they know everything. Very small, but they can remember anything. They can memorize things. You must have seen a lot of videos of small children, and they will just rattle off scriptures. small children just telling you by heart the entire Quran or chanting shlokas from Bhagavad Gita. They are gifted children. They are known as prodigious children. They are known as indigo children. So there are a group of people who are like this, indigo children. So they are gifted and they are very talented, almost genius. Their memory is far above the ordinary masses. So there's a difference. There's one boy who is making efforts, who is solving puzzles and trying to become sharp, honing his skills. But there is another boy who is gifted. We are those indigo children. We are those spiritual indigo children. We are those spiritual gifted children. We are those spiritual prodigies. We are those spiritual giants. And we have got that blessing of divine intellect. Divine intellect is not somebody who can solve difficult problems or who can give some exam and come off with flying colors. Divine intellect is an intellect which has realized what is true and what is untrue, what is essence and what is essenceless, what is real and what is unreal. Divine intellect is an intellect which has recognized God. Divine intellect is an intellect which has formed, forged all relationships with one Father. That is the sign of divine intellect. So just as those indigo children who are very gifted, very talented, almost genius and almost prodigies, we are also spiritual prodigies, divine indigo children of God. So we have got this blessing of being an easy yogi. Means for them, nothing is difficult. Those who are having yoga naturally, for them, yoga is their elementary nature. Yoga is their very prakritic, their natural nature. So, this is the first blessing we have received. Now, the next step is keep this blessing in the intellect. The next thing is keep this blessing ever in the intellect. And when you keep this blessing in the intellect, to keep the blessing in the intellect is to translate that blessing into practical life. Because we are what we are. We are what we think. Smriti leads to sthiti. Just imagine, a mother is there who has come in Pandavan for doing seva. Okay. And whilst preparing those rotis and chapatis, suddenly she remembers her son. Till now she was in Baba's remembrance and she was doing her work, and suddenly while preparing those chapati, she has remembered her son. And suddenly tears start flowing. So remembrance and sthiti at the same time. What you think, you become. What you think, the same effect, immediately that has got effect on the body. All thoughts are psychosomatic. So you think, you have a thought, automatically effect on the body. If that thought is vicious, excitement of the body. If that thought is absolutely spiritual, pure, you will get goose pimples, spiritual goose pimples. Also the tears would well up in the eyes, tears of God's love. So everything is in the smriti. So Baba said, keep the blessing in the intellect. Just as a child tries to remember something, childs try to learn something, try to learn this blessing. Learn by rote, memorize, understand, let it percolate into the gray matters. And keep the blessing in the intellect. Remember it all the time. Now, when you keep it in the intellect, it means to translate it into practical life. Because we are what we are. We are what we think. Thoughts and actions. If thought is a seed, two twigs are arising from this seed. This is leaf. One is speech, words, another is action. A thought is a seed, two twigs are arising. One is speech, what you say, what you are saying, your words, and second, your actions. So in your seed, if the seed is the blessing, if the seed is this elevated thought, if the seed is the very powerful thought, the same would come as a result. Speech would follow the seed. Actions would follow the seed. So the task is to work on the seed, not on the leaves and not on the actions. How to make actions powerful, how to make speech powerful, these are secondary things. These are secondary details. The most important thing is to make the seed powerful and feed the seed with elevated thoughts. Give it very powerful nutrition. And when the seed is fed with powerful thoughts, and when the seed is fed with elevated, divine, spiritual, non-physical, platonic, spiritual, metaphysical, extremely high transcendental thoughts, thoughts which are raised from the platform of the body, automatically the seed will become powerful. Otherwise, every person keeps on repenting for what he does. He does some wrong action and then the repentance follows. He speaks something wrong and then he repents, I should not have spoken. And then he starts correcting his words and then he starts correcting his action. But action has not to be taken at the level of words or speech. One has to work at the level of seed. Keep on listening good classes. That is to make the seed powerful. Keep on listening experiences of dadis and seniors. That will make seed powerful. Whatever tyag and whatever tapasya and whatever vairag they had, the same vairag, the same tyag will enter this seed and the seed would become powerful. So it is the seed we need to work on, not the leaves and not the actions. Automatically they will become powerful. So I am an easy yogi. This is the thought. This is the blessing I have received from the divine providence. And I keep this blessing in the intellect all the time, throughout the day, in between, amidst those busy hours when one is surrounded by hustle and bustle of the world and the chaos of activities. In that moment, keeping this blessing in the intellect is to translate that blessing into practical life. Now one more thing associated with that is how to keep the blessing in the intellect. Baba said, use that blessing to serve other souls. Use that blessing to serve other souls. In one of the Avyakta Murli, Baba had said, there are four types of service each and every Brahmin soul should do. The first is Swaseva. The second is Yajna Seva. The third is Vishwa Seva. And the fourth is Mansa Seva. These are the four types of service each and every Brahmin should do. The first is Swa. Swa means self, serving oneself, having mercy, having compassion about on one's own self. Not to allow oneself to fall down. To keep oneself elevated, to fill oneself with divine power, spiritual powers, is the first service. Second service is Yajna Seva. To engage in gross service, kitchen, toli, or any service for that matter, that is known as Yajna Seva. And it has got a lot of importance. The third is Vishwa Seva. Serving the whole world by giving them introduction of the Father, by teaching them, by making them understand who they are, what they are, from where they have come, what they have to do, where they have to go, what is the goal of human life, and so on and so forth. And the fourth seva is Mansa seva. Mansa is service through mind. But for that, a mind should be very powerful. Powerful mind acts like a mirror on which the divine rays would fall and they would reflect around. Then you don't have to think which place, which area, which soul I need to serve. Automatically the soul itself has become like a mirror, like a glass. And on that glass, the divine rays are falling. And like a laser beams, they are getting reflected across the whole world. And they will go anywhere, wherever the reflection, wherever the light is needed. So these are the four types of service. Baba is saying, use this blessing to serve others. So whatever blessings you have received, I have received the blessing, I am an easy yogi. So now my task is to turn others into yogis. Now I have to serve others. Serving others, making somebody a yogi is the greatest service. Making service, making somebody have that perennial, uninterrupted connection with Baba is the greatest service. The scattered minds of the worldly people, help them to focus and come to the essence and come to realize who they are, what they are, where from they have come, what they have to do, what is their connection with the Divine Father, and what is this time to let them know the importance of this time. This is one of the greatest services. So, in last Sunday's Murli, Baba said, do advertisement of peace. Do a 7-day session of peace. Do a gathering, samagam of peace. Do a workshop, a seminar, a shivir of peace. And they should know four things. Whilst double foreigner had asked the questions to Father Baba, the first question, answer to that first question was this. Four things. First, the whole world should realize that these are the very souls from where we can get peace. The whole world should realize that this is the very place from where we will get peace. The whole world should realize that these are the very attainments, asli prapti. They can have real prapti here, attainments here. And the whole world should realize that one is souls, place, and one more is there. So these are the four things Baba had said. The world will realize it is only here and no other place in the world. Vidhi, yes, method. The real method of peace is only here. This was the answer to the first question. These four things they will realize, the whole world will realize that there only the method is here, the place is here, and these are the people. And this is the only real attainments and no other place. So to serve the souls is to keep the blessing in the intellect. And when you serve the soul, you become cooperative. So the best and the easiest definition of being an easy soul is to be sahaj. Sahayogi is to become sahaj yogi. These are the two rhyming words. Sahaj yogi, easy yogi, to become sahayogi. Sahayogi means to become cooperative. Sahayogi in what? Sahayogi in what? Where we have to become sahayogi? Sahayogi in what? Cooperative in what? Yes? Help others in what? Uplift their stage. This is one of the greatest form of being cooperative. Latest Murli on 12th October, which was in Shantivan, which was the recorded Murli of 31st October 2006. Baba said, serve the souls in five ways. What are the five ways? Through the mind, donate powers. Through speech, donate jnana. Through karma, actions, donate virtues. Through your connections and relationships, donate happiness. And through your intellect, donate time. So these are the five homework Baba has given. And which one should do every day? Making the mind powerful, you donate power. Making our karmas elevated, you donate virtues. Filling the intellect with divine knowledge and then speaking it and then relating it and then narrating it and then explaining it and then taking into the expansion of that knowledge and to making the some complicated points simple is to donate knowledge. And through your relationships and your connections, whosoever comes in contact with you should go happy. And last time, in donating time, you donate everything. All the four things are included in the last, and Baba said give them five experiences. What are the five experiences? What is the newness of the service that you will bring? The five experiences are first, become the very experience each and every point of knowledge. Second, every power, virtues. Third, soul conscious stage. Give them experience of soul conscious stage. Don't just tell them that you are soul, you are from the supreme abode and you have descended and now it is confluence age and the father has come, then you have to go back. These are information. We have given them a lot and they can extract and they can see and they can understand and they can get it from internet and media and through 100 places. There was one, somebody had sent, experience is not so cheap that you can purchase on social media. Experience is something you cannot purchase. It cannot be sold on social media. You can get all the information, definitely, yes. But can one get experience? No. Give them experience. Give them experience of detachment from the body. Yoga means detachment. Whatever yoga we do in the Amrit Vela at all the times, today morning also Baba said in Murli, make this powerful. Yoga means detachment. Total detachment. Soul should go here and body should be left behind. There should be difference. Soul and body. Soul and body. The true things should get segregated. This segregation, this detachment, this separation is known as yoga. So give them experience. And the last is godly love, divine love, spiritual love, platonic love, that metaphysical love, that love for the one father. So, this is all the cycle. Our Brahmin life, let us revise it again. Brahmin life is full of specialities. The first blessing of this last birth is to be easy yogi. In order to become easy yogi, if you want that this blessing should translate into practical life, keep this blessing in the intellect. For keeping this blessing in the intellect, use that blessing to serve others. And the way to serve others to become cooperative. And there are four types of service: Swaseva, Vishwaseva, Mansaseva and Yajnaseva. Engage your mind, intellect, body and everything. Get drowned bottleneck till neck into this service. And be an easy yogi. Om Shanti.